Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, March the 15th. Hey, we're halfway there. But then again, the bad news is we're a month away from that fateful day in April. Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side. The flip side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.com or rbnlive.com or republicbroadcasting.org. All will get you to Republic Trading Group. Well, Dow Jones Industrials closed up 26 points today, not paying any attention to higher inflation figures that shocked the investment community this morning. Dow closed at 12,159. NASDAQ was up 6 points, almost 7, at 2,378. Gold, obviously, taking its lead from high inflation figures, closed up $5.50 at $647.30. Gold actually had a high of $651. Silver, big winner on the day, up 1.81%. In other words, 23 cents. To close at $13.05. Platinum, up $13 at $1,216. Palladium flat at $3.52. Currently in Asian trading, gold is flat at $647.80. Silver is continuing its upward spiral by 5 cents at $13.10. Palladium up a buck at $1,217. And platinum, not participating at all. Crude oil closed up 9 cents on the day at $57.64. The U.S. dollar still weaker under the 84 level at 83.37. Well, what did all the action mean today? Do we have anything to worry about? Well, we'll fill you in on that when we return.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
I'm a long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. Gold market exhibited some moderate volatility throughout the session today, but seemed to mostly maintain a positive bias for most of the trading session. In fact, the gold market wasn't unduly undermined as a result of the hotter-than-expected U.S. producer price index reading, and it wasn't undermined by the fact that oil prices were weak during the course of the trading day. However, a generally favorable initial trade in the equity market provided the gold market with some short covering incentives, and it is possible that sharp gains in the copper market either prompted some gold short covering or perhaps even prompted fresh outright buying of gold. Not surprisingly, the silver market was lifted in the wake of renewed buying interest in the gold market, and was probably also lifted on the coattails of the sharp rise in copper prices. Well, what can we expect tomorrow? Well, we have to sort our way through all the information tomorrow. Yes, we get consumer prices for February coming out tomorrow, expected to be 0.3%, and the core is expected to be at 0.2%. The interesting thing to note is the majority of economists today were expecting the producer price index to show a 0.2% increase. It actually came double that, 0.4%. So can we expect the same thing tomorrow? Well, we'll have to wait and find out. Capacity utilization figures also coming out tomorrow, and preliminary readings of the March Michigan sentiment is expected tomorrow. Whether or not that's going to have any effect on the market, who knows? But a man who still has an effect on the markets, believe it or not, is Alan Greenspan, who said today there was a risk that rising defaults in the subprime mortgage market could spill over into other economic sectors. Now, you have to have this feeling that maybe I feel sorry for him, but Bernanke, the current head of the Federal Reserve, must be getting a little miffed of late when the media pays more attention to things that the former Fed governor says than the present Fed governor. Alan Greenspan was speaking to the Futures Industry Association, most probably was paid a very handsome salary for that as well, which is the reason why we're hearing so much from Alan Greenspan. He's giving speeches for cash. Very lucrative job once you leave government service. He conceded it was, and we quote, hard to find any such evidence about spillover from housing yet, but added, you can't take 10% out of mortgage originations without some impact. Greenspan said the downturn in U.S. housing market appeared to stem more from high housing prices than from a decline in mortgage quality, but said he was not downplaying problems in the so-called subprime loans. He said that subprime woes were not a small issue and seemed to result primarily from buyers coming into lofty housing markets late after big price run-ups that had left them vulnerable to hikes in adjustable mortgage rates. Default rates in the subprime segment of the U.S. mortgage market have jumped in recent months as the housing industry slowed and prices fell. At least 20 lenders in the subprime mortgage sector, which serves borrowers with poor credit histories at high interest rates, have gone out of business as a result. The crisis has triggered broader concerns that the fallout may spread to mainstream lenders and damage the economy. No, no, no. Greenspan, whose words still move markets, even though he gave up Fed chairmanship more than a year ago, said the adjustable rate mortgages, or ARMs, have been moving up recently, and that has made them a problem for homeowners who are stressed by higher monthly payments. That's an easy way to alleviate the stress. There's numerous drugs on the market. I see them advertised all the time. Stressed out? Here's a blue pill. Can't sleep? Here's a pink pill. Can't get it up? Here's a blue pill. He also noted the problem would be quickly resolved if the housing sector regained its footing and prices moved up by 10%. No kidding, Mr. Greenspan. Way to go, brother. Another man that was out there talking about the markets and also, many say, probably helped move the markets, his old friend Jimmy Rogers. And according to our friends at Daily Reckoning, Jimmy Rogers spooked the markets yesterday with comments that he made to a reporter from Reuters. He says, "You can't believe how bad it's going to get before it gets any better," the prominent U.S. fund manager told Reuters by telephone from New York City. "It's going to be a disaster for many people who don't have a clue about what happens when the real estate bubble pops. Real estate prices will go down between 40 and 50% in bubble areas. There will be a massive amount of defaults. This time it'll be worse because we haven't had this kind of speculative buying in U.S. history. When markets turn from bubble to reality, a lot of people get burnt." The world's second largest economy looks like a much better bet for investors than its first largest one, and while the rest of the world enjoyed one sunny day after another, poor Japan remained in darkness. Its stocks crashed, its property crashed, its consumer prices crashed, and this went on for what? 14 long years? Nothing seemed to come from Japan but good cars and bad news. In 2006, the rising sun began to peek over the horizon. Stocks soared 40%. Consumers and businessmen seemed to recover some of their old bonsai spirit. Last year, stocks rose again, though much less in 2005, and now the economy in Japan is expanding nicely. But what attracts our attention today is Japan's property market, where prices are still going down. Japan and Japan alone is still buckling the worldwide trend towards higher prices for immovable objects. Its property is down 32% since 1997. Last year, the stuff fell another 2.7%. By contrast, U.S. housing prices rose 102% during the last 10 years. This was modest compared to Ireland, where 253% increases were seen, and South Africa, where prices, if you can believe this, jumped 351%. For a contrarian, what's not to like about Japan? The currency has been going down for years. Speculators are short the yen, hundreds of billions of dollars worth, for that matter. Stocks are still less than half of what they were 17 years ago, and the Japanese economy, after a long period of on-again, off-again deflation, finally seems to be growing at decent rates. It is America and Britain, China, and the other high flyers that a contrarian should be wary of. A few years ago, we wrote a book with Addison Wigging, predicting that the United States would follow Japan into a long, dark slump. We were surely early, but we're still not convinced we were wrong. Well, Jimmy Rogers giving a warning, Alan Greenspan giving a warning. Do we heed their advice? Well, what can you do? There's nothing much that you can do. If you're in a home, it's your home. You can't just simply walk away from it. You just have to bite the bullet and take the pain, because there will be a major correction. It's inevitable there will be a major correction. What is going to be the catalyst that actually drives this whole thing off the edge? I wish I could give you the answer to that one, my friends. I can't. But it's interesting to note, and there's a couple of interesting stories you'll find on republictradinggroup.com, and that is you have to ask yourself, why is the IMF hoarding gold? Do they know something that we don't know? Well, maybe. Maybe not. As we mentioned on republictradinggroup.com, you'll see a story that central bank gold holdings fall to the lowest since 1948, according to the IMF. Gold holdings by central banks and other government organizations declined for the eighth straight year in 2006 to its lowest in almost 60 years. Figures from the International Monetary Fund show bullion holdings were 867.6 million ounces last year, which is down 1.2% from 2005. The Washington-based International Monetary Fund said on its website that's the lowest since 1948, according to the World Gold Council. Gold climbed 23% last year as investors took up some of the supply through exchange-traded funds, otherwise known as ETFs. And it all, as we say, everything is connected to the dollar. It's no more complicated than that. And the future of gold will ultimately be predicted by where the dollar goes. Don't have to know any more than that. So you just have to answer the question, where's the dollar going? We'll be back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. Yes, everything relates to the dollar. And as Ann Berg says, today war drags the dollar down. Well, it seems as though there's an impasse in Washington as to what to do with the war in Iraq. Colleague Sheikh Mohammed came out, it was reported today, where he's admitted his role in every single terrorist organized event that's happened in the last 20 years. I'm surprised he didn't lay claim to the kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby, and maybe has some information about the grassy knoll. It's crazy. If you were stuck in solitary confinement in Guantanamo Bay for a few years, you too will admit to pretty much everything. So anyway, back to Ann Berg, who talks about the war and the dollar. She says, see the faint jet plumes overhead, once soaring high through the celestial sphere of finance, the dollar starting in a loose orbit, tugged by the drag of war. But this time it's different. It's different because war's being waged in a monetary climate that has no precedent, an inflationary fiat monetary system, a derivative bubble, a pesky Patriot Act, and a bulging trade deficit with China. The confluence of the four spells all spell trouble for the dollarized system, a system that broke away from the gold-backed Bretton Woods arrangement in 1973. The fiat monetary system, managed by a committee called the Federal Reserve, is the root of the growing trouble. As others note, the Fed pumps money into a system while declaring inflation is tame. The Fed determines inflation, not to be confused with the cost of living, from a narrow measure called the core CPI, the Consumer Price Index. Core CPI excludes food and energy and calculates housing prices based on a survey asking, at what price could you rent your house? Core CPI reveals no inflation because it tracks manufactured goods that have cheapened over time, the result of the entrance of 1 billion third world workers since 1990. These workers compete with middle America and give absolute dominion to global CEOs. So, the Fed's ginned up money supply has flowed into the housing, stock, bond, and commodities bubbles, and the pay packets of upper management and brand-worthy celebrities, middle Americans that reside in the $160,000 dwellings and live paycheck to paycheck, have been sidelined as the upper stratum rides the largest asset pay wave in history. This suits the Fed just fine. As a quasi-government organization composed of private member banks, its policy has helped the banking industry rake in record profits. But if you listen to the Democrats, they don't talk about that. The United States government is also grateful because low bond yields allow it to service its $8.8 trillion debt at a bargain rate, a mere $406 billion last year, all instead of raising taxes. The flip side of the money supply surge is the astonishing growth of financial innovation that started with the changeover to the fiat monetary system. This growth, commonly referred to as derivatives trading, has had a profound impact on society in terms of wealth distribution, leverage, and debt levels. It is hotly debated among prominent financial gurus, according to Alan Greenspan, who helped distribute the risk. For Warren Buffett, they are financial weapons of mass destruction. Formally, derivatives are instruments derived from an underlying asset. Most readers are familiar with gold or corn futures, which are contracts to buy and sell a standardized quantity of the metal or grain. But they probably don't realize that their flexible mortgages, pocket full of credit cards, and index stock funds would not be possible without the risk transfer or hedging effect of the financial side of these instruments. Risk transfer is largely beneficial. It promotes competition and product choices among lenders and brokerage houses and allows businesses to reduce their exposure to wild price gyrations in currencies, interest rates, and commodities. There, however, is a downside, which we are seeing now. Because lenders, drooling over loan origination fees, could transfer mortgage risks to others, they signed on all comers for interest-only loans. Yay! Yes, even though you are a worthless human being, you still can achieve the American dream. Just sign right here. Thank you very much. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Flip Side on this Thursday, sharing an article with you that you can find on republictradinggroup.com. It's by Ann Berg, entitled War Drags the Dollar Down. Who's Ann Berg, by the way? Ann Berg is, she's a writer. She spent 30 years as a commodities and capital markets trader and a consultant. And while a commodities futures trading and director of the Chicago Board of Trade, she also advised NGOs, the World Bank, and many think tanks, and multinational and foreign corporations on a variety of market-related issues. In other words, she knows her stuff. She's not some flake or doom and gloomer out there. She's been through the battlefield. She knows where all the bodies are buried. And as we mentioned to you before, the big problem that we have is all those interest-only loans are simply bundled up together in what are called collateralized debt obligations, or CDOs, and those are then sold off to other financial intermediaries, which in turn could hedge these holdings in with derivative protection. So you see how complicated this thing goes and how widespread it is, because obviously these collateralized debt obligations could be found in most probably your 401k, sitting in your retirement fund somewhere, thinking that everything is fine, only to wake up one day and realize, you got a serious problem. Now, these debt obligations are based on what they call, these are asset-backed. In other words, your home's an asset. Gold's an asset. The difference between a home being an asset and gold being an asset. Well, if you want to get up and move somewhere different, you can do it. With a house, you got a problem. Dirt doesn't move too well. So the highly leveraged, and this is once again referring to the article by Ann Berg, she says the highly leveraged housing market has begun to turn south and is rolling the subprime mortgage market, a $1 trillion poor man's market. And the potential for millions of American homes are now heading to foreclosure. The disconnect between low wages and high home prices is finally rippling through the credit market and is threatening to prick holes in the rest of the financial froth. As Ludwig von Mises wrote in the causes of the economic crisis 80 years ago about the credit cycle, every boom one day must come to an end. Derivative numbers are staggering. The Bank of International Settlements estimates that the amount of derivatives traded on regulated exchanges topped $250 billion last year, and that the outstanding unregulated off-exchange called over-the-counter OTC amount stood at about $370 trillion in June of 2006. Because of the over-the-counter market is composed of endless strings of bilateral transaction, the systematic risk is unknown. But that uncertainty has engendered a whole new practice of layering new products over old. Got junk bonds? Buy a credit derivative default swap and wash your worries away. Buy more junk and repeat. This trend of layering protection over risky assets has resulted in a practically boundless expansion of money and credit in the hands of hedge funds and private equity, which has a competitive advantage over regulation-hobbled banks. While poverty grows and record numbers of homeless pile up in shelters, hedge funds and private equity huddle together each week to leverage another multi-billion-dollar takeover. The profits from these deals exceed anything known in the history of capitalism. A double shot of assets followed by a chaser on profits. When Mrs. described credit financing, he explained that inflation would surface in areas where credit was piled. If used for a new factory, the funds would push up raw material prices and then wages. By deal financing today works in the opposite direction. Private equity partners acquire public companies using cheap loans. Then they oust the management, fire the workers, and after a few years, lavishly pay investment bankers to dress up the deal for relisting as a public offering. Is this capitalism? It's a little like an old story of a taxi driver staring at a dime tip from a dollar fare, and the woman passenger asking, "Is that correct?" And he replies, "It may be correct, but it ain't right." The innovative and opaque financing behind multi-billion-dollar deal-making has caused the Federal Reserve to discontinue its broadest measure of the money supply, otherwise known as M3. It has simply lost control over the numbers and the process. In truth, no one knows what money means anymore, as capital is becoming increasingly dark and channeled into the hands of the mega-rich. Recent wanderers from the current and past administration, for example, John Snow, Paul O'Neill, Larry Summers, and James Baker, have found a new pew and are now devout hedge fund and private equity practitioners. The world has cracked into two orders: a swirling galaxy of exotic finance and trodden planet of labor. But the yawning gap between the two bodes ill for the whole bargain. Extreme wealth of a very few is always dependent on the continuing hard slog of the masses. Meanwhile, the Patriot Act is doing its best to make global business in dollars a thing of the past. Sarbanes-Oxley, for example, a piece of legislation intended to prevent future Enron scandals, is another regulatory nuisance to capital formation. U.S. red tape has pushed London ahead of New York as a premier issuer of initial public offerings. Also, debt issuance in euros has exceeded that of dollars. And while the U.S. is gloating about the success of placing sanctions on banks doing dollar business with Iran, some banks are simply switching transactions to euros, reminiscent of the switch from the British pound to the dollars in 1956. Now that Iran has opened up the bidding for 17 blocks of oil to the world, why shouldn't the switch accelerate? Enamored with its successful policy, the U.S. could multiply it over the rest of the oil-rich instability arc, pushing the dollar out of reserve status. Due to the massive dollar holdings of other countries, the result of record U.S. trade deficits, the fallout could be vicious. Take China, a prime U.S. lender, where the dollar would end up if the Gang of Three decide to reduce its $700 billion plus dollar exposure by 20 or 30% by selling dollars and buying euros or Japanese yen. Well, this is beyond this writer's guess if they're going to do that. The Chinese government, dissatisfied with the meager returns on its U.S. Treasury debt, has recently announced the formation of a new investment vehicle called SAFE. It's promised to be the first trillion-dollar hedge fund working entirely in secret. Bush's third Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, who urges China to let the dollar slide against the yuan, says, "Don't worry, be happy." Money expansion is financing the U.S. war front. Both the Fed's sleight of hand and the credit creation of the derivatives industry has worked magic for the government and the elite. However, the Patriot Act is making dollarized businesses overseas a pain in the neck, and China has announced currency diversification. The shaky housing and mortgage markets threaten to spark more panic on Wall Street and pierce that credit bubble. The orbital ship of the dollar may still be cruising, but through a dark space heretofore unknown. And that's all you have to know, my friends. We are entering into the unknown. I do not have a crystal ball. I cannot predict the future. I have no way of predicting when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and what is going to cause it to happen. But one thing I do know, it's going to happen. Everything's in the timing. Could it be this year? Could it be next week? Could it be next month? Who knows? Could it be 5 years from now? We don't know. But eventually, it will happen. This whole thing will unwind because we've been living in a veneer society. It's what it is. You know, people want to live way beyond their means. And through the expansion of credit has enabled them to do this. In other words, they've been living a lie. And when wages do not keep up with payments, well, you know, you can only go so far of getting one credit card to pay off another credit card before you end up in a bookie dance, and it's not good. What ultimately happens? Is it any wonder that people are so depressed? Is it any wonder that people are so stressed out? Is it any wonder that drug companies are making a fortune from this? I mean, it's amazing. I sit and I watch some of these commercials. I mean, it's an endless stream of commercials about how chemicals are going to be able to solve your crises. We now get a report out that, and I can see lawsuits coming on this one, people who can't get to sleep, take a pill. Now, apparently, people are waking up. They're not waking up. They're sleepwalking. Apparently, people are getting into their cars, driving places. I think, didn't one of the Kennedys have a problem like that? Crashing into a barrier outside of Washington, D.C., the capital there, said it was because he was taking a sleeping pill? I don't know. So that's where we find ourselves on the world of finance. Once again, I'll repeat the statement I make all the time. Buy gold and lots of it. And we at Republic Trading Group will be more than happy to help you make that decision. All you got to do is give us a call. And I'm pleased to announce that starting tomorrow, Jeffrey Bennett will be back after a well-earned but short vacation. And we'll be sitting in the big seat tomorrow night. Also out of Washington today, the Pentagon, for the first time, admitted that some elements of the situation in Iraq are properly described as a civil war. No kidding. Well, better late than never, I guess. Of course it's a civil war. It's always been a civil war. It's been a civil war for a year, but it's good now that the Pentagon is finally admitting we have a civil war. But are they actually seeing a civil war, or are they seeing something that happened in America during America's civil war? The war of northern aggression, if you will. There was guerrilla warfare going on in the Civil War. There were factions within a North and South. There were the Bushwhackers, for instance. The Bushwhackers were very good at guerrilla warfare. Bushwhackers were from the Show Me State, Missouri. And they were they were kind of both sides of the fence. It was a very strange thing with the Bushwhackers. By and large, they opposed the Federals, the Union soldiers, and it used to really irritate Union soldiers because the Bushwhackers would dress up in army blues and sneak into Union camps unsuspectingly, then take off the uniforms and kill all the Union soldiers. But they also did, some Bushwhackers also did it. They were, as I said, they used to attack Union soldiers as well. And there was chaos and mayhem. There was rape, pillage, and plunder. Anybody that the Bushwhackers thought were either supporting Union or Confederates, they would attack. I mean, it's bizarre. There was a whole group. There were even, where were they? Who were they called? Jayhawkers? So, we never learn from our own experiences. We never learn from history. This is the reason why the Pentagon can't figure out what's going in. This is what amazes me. You would imagine that all these bright military people in the Pentagon actually who went to military school, I don't know, I've never went to military school, but you would imagine that they teach them, you know, the real world, the history of America, the Civil War, how it all came about, how sides split up, how different factions do different things. It's exactly what you got going on in Iraq. You got a civil war within a civil war. You got different factions within. You've got Sunnis killing Sunnis. You've got Shiites killing Shiites, which is no different to the Bushwhackers. A lot of people think it's pretty much a black and white thing. No, it's not a black and white thing. You have different religious beliefs. Different Muslims believe different ways. This causes angst within the community. And pretty soon what you're going to end up in Iraq is you're just going to have the fighting factions killing each other. The exodus out of Iraq by millions of people, which is the reason why they're having this refugee crisis, is mostly, I mean, think about, would you hang around if, well, some people say the only people that are hanging around in Baghdad right now are the people who have no means of getting out. And there's no prospect. I mean, think of the prospect if you're a 19, 20-year-old kid living in Baghdad. I mean, think of what your life has been. Three-quarters of your life, you've seen war up close and personal. How does that affect a 20-year-old? Is he thinking of going to college, becoming a computer scientist? No. His whole life has evolved around war. That's a sad situation. Anyway, final segment coming up, my friends. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, even Bob Dylan knew about this 30 years ago. Yeah, nothing's changed. There's a big brouhaha going on in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Court action there because of, obviously, the the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania had the temerity to make a connection between illegal immigration and the soaring rates of crime, which now he's been accused of being, as usual, whenever you point out the obvious, you have to be a racist. You know, the problems in South Africa with the genocide of the Boer farmers, the rampant out-of-control crime that's affecting South Africa. It's the world's number one crime capital of the world, in large part. Why? Illegal immigration. These are people that are flooded into South Africa with the liberation of South Africa, seeing it as a free shot for them. So the history of illegal immigrants causing crimes is a fact of life. But ACLU begs to differ. ACLU. Oh, well. Anyway, on offer from Republic Trading Group, as you know, we always like to give you some products that we think are a great value. And you know what our two coins that we recommend to you, British Sovereigns and pre-1933 $10 liberties because of how closely they are priced to bullion coins. And once again, to give you an example, a half-ounce bullion American Gold Eagle today is going to cost you $356. A $10 liberty, pre-1933, a constitutionally protected coin, is selling for exactly the same price as a bullion coin. The question is, why would you buy a bullion coin when you can buy a pre-1933 $10 liberty? And look at British sovereigns. Two British sovereigns, which are a quarter ounce apiece, today will run you $352. As a matter of fact, cheaper than a half-ounce bullion coin. So irrespective of your available funds, if you're looking to protect your dollars from any further loss of purchasing power, there's only one asset that's going to do that for you. And as we said, there are coins and prices to fit all budgets. And you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And myself or Jeffrey Bennett will be more than happy to explain everything to you. We don't send out fancy brochures with pretty pictures. We have a website with more than enough information. Because ultimately, if we did send out pretty pictures and fancy information, we'd have to charge you more for the product. Why charge more for the product? If you really want the information, call the other guys. Get their information, get their prices, and call us and see how much you are going to save. And besides, by supporting Republic Trading Group, you are in fact supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. And we need your support if we are going to continue to grow and expand. As mentioned, Jeffrey Bennett will be in the big chair tomorrow. I'll see you Monday. Till then, have a happy St. Paddy's Day. Yes, one day a year when everybody wishes they were Irish. Well, not something they can say on Martin Luther King Day. Till then, see you, bye.
You got a headache?